And welcome in Alex Solano. Does a great job pre and post on the Heat Radio Network on WQAM. And he's kind enough to join us once again. Solano, what's happening, man?
Oh, Zach, I got to be honest. I'm a little disappointed. This one's headed back to Boston. I thought I'd have a nice eight-day vacation ahead of me. But Tatum and the rest of that squad decided, how about we knock down a couple threes in game four? And here we are, back to the TD Garden.
Well, a little birdie told me you did some premature celebration and that you already had dinner lined up tonight with your lady friend. Where are you guys going? That's my question. I want to know where you guys going. Where's the big hot date tonight?
Oh, no, we're just going to grab a couple pub subs at our local supermarket at Publix. Yeah, chicken tender sub. That's my hot date tonight. That's what I got set up. No, I'm just joking. We're headed
to... You better be, because the pub sub, I would dump your ass if I was your girlfriend.
No, we're headed to a nice Italian restaurant here in my area. I live in Kendall, which is like southwest Miami-Dade. It's just like a local restaurant here. But, you know, I was expecting a nice vacation. We're going to go sit down, watch the Panthers game tonight. They're trying to do the same thing that the Heat were unable to do last night. So, you know, I think Miami fans are a little disappointed that there was no trophy celebration last night.
Panthers are going to win the Stanley Cup, by the way.
Oh, that's a hot take. I like it, though. They're playing like it right now, man.
Is it really a hot take? They're up 3-0 in the conference final. I know that they're probably going to get Vegas, and Vegas is a tremendous team. They've been in the league for 6 years, and they've already been to four conference finals, and they're one win away from going to their second Stanley Cup final, which drives me nuts. A team 6 years into the league is trying to do something I just hope my team could do one day, and that's eventually win a Stanley Cup, and they've been in as good of a position as anybody. But this Panthers team isn't as bad as the way that they played at times this year, and I don't think they're that far off, and they're showing it now from that team a year ago, which ironically won the President's Trophy, as you know, and ended up getting swept out of the second round.
Yeah, isn't it so funny? You know, we keep talking about how, for the first time ever, two teams from the same area, because, you know, the Panthers don't play in Miami, two teams from the same area, the South Florida area, are in the Eastern Conference Finals. That I don't believe it's ever happened before during the same, you know, sporting season. But how about, you know the Spider-Man meme, Zach, where it's like one Spider-Man pointing at the other? How about
the same
both
thing
of these teams last year being the best in their conference? The Heat were the number one overall seed in the Eastern Conference, and the Panthers won the President's Trophy. And then in exactly the exact same time of the year, the following year, both teams underachieved. They're both up and down, as mediocre as it gets, right? The epitome of mediocrity throughout the regular season. Both teams at times on the outside looking into the postseason, the Panthers were basically playing playoff hockey towards the middle of March, just so that they can clinch their way into a playoff position. And we know all about the Heat and how they lost to the Hawks in the play-in tournament, and we're down 5 with 4 minutes to go to the Bulls on the outside looking into the playoffs as well. And then both teams as 8 seeds just pull off one of the most remarkable postseason runs from either of them, right? It's a conversation down here we're having all the time. Which one has been more impressive? And I don't think there is a right answer. I think both equally as impressive. So it's crazy. And you're right. You know, picking the Panthers right now to win is not a hot take. I still think Vegas is going to end up being the favorites. But with that being said, Bobrovsky right now, I think I read a stat. He hasn't been scored on in just insane amount of periods. So he's playing unbelievable hockey. We always talk about, or I always heard it being said, Zach, you know, in hockey, it's all about getting the hot goaltending, and then that will prove to be, you know, pivotal going into the playoffs. And I always kind of just thought that was a cliche, right? It's something people said when you're talking about hockey. Well, I'm finally watching it now, and it's coming to fruition. I'm seeing what hot goaltending can do to a team. It's been a hell of a ride watching the Panthers do what they're doing.
And your best players in your top six are showing up as well. So that's enormous. And you see what Tkachuk has been able to do, ending both those games out in Carolina, which is a tough building to play in and get victories. They've been tremendous at home in the postseason the last few years. Alex Solano here with us. To answer your question, I would say that the Heat are more impressive, because this happens so many times in hockey where a team just gets in the postseason, they find a way to get on a run. You mentioned it. The Heat were down in the second playing game with a few minutes left, and now they're one win away from going to the NBA Finals. It's just crazy. But then you could also argue Florida was down 3-1 to Boston, who had the most points and the most wins in the history of the league.
Yeah, and, you know, with the Heat, for me, and it's somebody that, you know, down here, I never really followed the Panthers too closely until I started working for the flagship, which is where I work now, 560. I've always been somebody that kept a very close eye on the Miami Heat, and they've really been the only organization down here that has continued to win, right? Since the time I was a young kid in 2006, I was in fifth grade, and the Miami Heat were winning titles, and they were contending for them, right, since the time they went out and they got Shaq. And then even after that, I know the Miami Heat, they went through like that period 3 or 4 years prior to the Big Three, but they refused to tank, right? It was this idea that they were going to try to always field the most competitive possible team that they can. And then even after the Big Three, they stuck with that, and it's paid off for them. Three separate eras in 17 years, they've had opportunities to go to the finals. 40% of the time, the Eastern Conference Finals winner in the last 17 years has been Miami, if they can pull it off this year. I mean, that is remarkable, right? That's just winning at its finest on a consistent level that South Florida hasn't seen since Dan Marino, and even prior to that, since the Dolphins have been, you know, you want to talk about mediocrity, it's been the Dolphins in my lifetime for the past 2+ decades, which is why people are so hyped about Tua. I expected something like this from the Heat, right? Not necessarily what transpired, but this type of performance. You would say, okay, it makes sense with Miami because they're so stable and they've had the head coach that has blossomed here out of the video room. With the Panthers, I mean, they've kind of been a laughingstock in the National Hockey League, and even last year, the Tampa Bay Lightning just proved again they're their daddies, and it didn't matter what the Panthers did. Cute little President's Trophy run. Well, guess what? Here come the big bad Lightning who own you 4 hours north to the west. So for me, it was the Panthers to put this on. And by the way, they announced Bill Zito today, a finalist for the General Manager of the Year Award in the NHL. I mean, you want to talk about guts, trading your all-time points leader in franchise history in Jonathan Huberto to bring in Matthew Tkachuk, probably a guy 70% of the fan base hadn't even heard of, just because that's how people cover hockey down here in South Florida, and he has turned into a total badass for this organization. So for me, it's the Panthers. Like, this really is an improbable run down 3-1. It's something that I don't think people were expecting down here, and they really are the talk of the town right now.
Alex Solana, is the Heat fan nervous today? They're up 3-0. They lose the game last night. It's still 3-1. Do you sense some nervousness from the Heat fan today?
I don't think so. And, you know, most of the texts that were coming in, we didn't take any calls, but most of the texts that were coming in were, hey, Bam Adebayo has to wake up, and things like of that nature. You know, everybody kind of picking on Bam. But I just think yesterday, you look at the Celtics, that third quarter that they put together, it's what I was expecting in Game 3. They were down 15. That's not an impossible deficit to overcome. And the Celtics, to me, just look like they kind of quit on Joe Mazzulla. And part of it is the Heat were just playing spectacular and hitting all their threes. What I saw from the Celtics yesterday is what I was expecting to see from the Celtics in Game 3, and it never came. They shoot 57%, 25 of 44 from three in that second half. I mean, that's the type of Celtics team I was expecting to see at some point this series. They generated 19 wide-open threes in Game 4. Anthony Chang, who covers the Heat team, he posted this earlier today. They were averaging just 14 wide-open threes per game in the first three games of this series. So I was expecting it at some point. The Celtics are a good team, right? Everybody knows that. The fact that the Heat were up 3-0, stole the first two, crazy, I think surprised a lot of people down here. And you don't sweep very good teams easily. And yesterday, the Heat, what they did so well through the first three games, besides shooting the basketball, they shot just 35% in the second half, was executing down the stretch. And even after an 18-0 run from Boston, and even after lights-out shooting from Boston in the second half, the Heat, early in that fourth, they still had their opportunity. It was a 5-point game. Then it was like a 12-point game. They had to score, and they turned it over. They just played, you know, the type of basketball they haven't been playing in this postseason, which is why they're up 3-0. I don't think Heat fans are nervous. I don't think people think down here Boston can sustain that level of shooting because they haven't through the first three games. And I think Jimmy Butler kind of calmed everybody. He said, hey, we'll get some wine, we'll get some beer, we'll settle down, and we'll go win one on the road.
Yeah, and you know Butler will show that killer instinct. I don't think it will happen in Game 5. I'm going to go Heat in 6, but I got to bounce. I hear the music playing. Alex Solana from the Heat Radio Network. We appreciate you as always.
Thank you, Zach.